Shot a bird with a 22 hollow point once.
How exactly? That's with a rifle. I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, geez,
yeah.
That's a good shot. I mean.
Yeah.
It's a hollow point for besides killing cops.
Killing birds.
No.
It could because it kills. You know. You want, if you're hunting, you want a weapon that will bring the animal down quickly.
And also,
because if you use a jacketed slug, you know, it could go right through the animal and keep on traveling, but the animal's still going, it's bleeding.
And then you chase the animal for 3 days.
And then somebody else shoots it and you get into you could get into a shooting war depending on which county you're in.
Yeah. Well, that'd be okay. But
the hollow point also is safer for your neighbors if it hits the wall.
Yeah, a hollow point is.
Bow hunters, okay. They do less damage.
What do you mean by less damage exactly? You kill a deer with a bow, or you kill a deer with a rifle, it's still dead.
Oh no, I meant just to the
neighborhood.
Get shot with an arrow, you're still probably not
right.
In good shape.
I think you'd be worse off getting shot with an arrow. Because that arrow has to come out.
It's not going through you.
The bow hunter has to be more competent, and he fires from a shorter distance.
Yeah, you're right.
He's more sure of his target.
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time you saw somebody walking down the street with a bow and arrow robbing stores or robbing homes?
You were talking about hunters.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about criminals in general.
Well, there's an interesting thing is about culture. When we talk about guns, legal or not legal or whatever, it's not about hunting. It's Americans have this mythos they're supposed to have guns. That's separate from whether they're actual hunters or not. Yeah. And I think...
Some Americans, I would say.
Okay. But
but most time it's
definitely embedded in the culture.
About it, most people don't say, "Well, we need guns because we want to go hunting."
Right.
I think a lot of people do.
I think a lot of people do, but usually that's even.
But that's
just
that's
understood.
Never a good argument for a pistol. I mean,
the Thompson submachine gun once.
Right.
You know, it was before World War II. Its biggest buyers were ranchers to shoot coyotes with.
Yes, and
because a fast-moving coyote, you need to put a lot of lead down range quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, it gained fame for other reasons. But you know,
well, that was criminals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, that was prohibition. Without prohibition, the Thompson submachine gun never gets as popular as it was.
I know that was a nice weapon.
We could talk about marijuana, which is another prohibition all over again, giving lots of money to the crooks.
Well, that's true, of course, but
But that's off topic.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems like to me. Almost everybody I think should be able to own a rifle or shotgun if they want one, because hunting and home defense. This is the proper thing to have. It's pistols that everybody really cares about. I think that to me is the big issue. What do you do? Because it's so easy to get a pistol and commit a crime with it. It's so easy for them to cause inadvertent damage. Kid is more likely to be able to shoot himself with a pistol than with a rifle.
Yeah, you have to use your toe to shoot yourself with a rifle.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, if you're like six,
but
you're gonna have a hard time.
When you talk about kids shooting themselves, how many cops kids?
Yeah, well, this goes back to the education issue, right? I mean, if a home user handles his weapon properly, as virtually all cops do, then the likelihood of such things goes way down. But since nobody is given a test when they, nobody's. I mean, you buy a pistol, and the guy at the store does not give a shit. He wants you out of the store, and he wants the next customer.
Of course, you have a gun now.
Well, actually, gun dealers are armed.
Yes, heavily.
Yeah.
If you start loading it in the store, they might have an issue.
But considering the drive that I have to and from work, and now it's dark both ways, I would feel a little safer because I know how to use one. And
were you expecting trouble out in Union Town?
Why do you have to
in Beaver County?
Not Beaver,
Westmoreland County,
Southern Westmoreland, almost on Fayette County.
Oh, there you go.
A lot of carjackings there.
No, just riding the turnpike. It's very desolate.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I'm not sure you are in a car after all.
There's a comedy movie you should see where the bad guy bad guy cowboy goes to a psychologist, and the psychologist takes all his guns away, and he cries because he's frightened. Because they say, well, why are you the bad guy, and why do you have all these guns? It's because he's very frightened and weak. I'm sorry, I forget the name of the movie. I'll try to remember it for you.
That would be interesting.
I think that for kids to have guns as a thing which they learn from their parents and their neighbors to be disciplined and to strive for good scores and competing is probably a good thing. It all controlled and disciplined and stuff like that.
Woodland Hills High School has this great rifle team that I forget it was a
Greensburg Salem used to have one when I was there.
Right. And I mean, you know, these people are, they have some attributes that most don't have, you know.
Yeah.
They're always very calm and you know, those sorts of things. And I think, you know.
Before they join the team or because they're on the team?
I think because they're on the team. You know, you're playing a sport, you know, target shooting, where if you lapse and screw up badly, you know, somebody could get hurt. I mean, so they have a drill higher safety.
And they have a higher degree of maturity.
And if you want to get a good score, you have to be completely self-controlled.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, you can't get upset if your first shot is bad because... Because
then you'll be worse.
Then you'll be worse.
Yeah. Very controlled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I mean, you always hear about these kids in the Midwest who, you know, have just been around guns all their lives with no...
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have those attributes.
I need to get a couple air rifles. Is what I need to
air
get.
Air rifles.
Yeah.
Training season.
Yeah, teach my kids. You know, you know, safety. I can do that now that I'm out of the Army and not living on a military post.
Because
I would have had to keep my civilian weapons in the arms room.
The armory.
Yeah, locked up with all the. All the military weapons.
They very nearly when my
You'd be amazed at what a 50 caliber machine gun will do to a cow.
I would not be amazed. I have a good imagination.
Yeah.
It's a big slug.
Instant Swiss cheese.
Well, the 50 cal, you can either be in semi-automatic or...
The
lead slug is that long.
The expression used on the Get Smart TV show...
It weighs about half a pound.
On the Get Smart TV show, they said...
It'll drop a full-grown
this will put
a hole
in your head the size of a basketball.
That would be, yes, I remember that. Get smart.